welcome to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast.
Hey, it's JD here, back for a new episode of a show that ended 4 months ago. This is what I do now. I just pop in periodically and say hello. And I thought, since I was getting ready, packing my bag, as it were, for the flight to Porto tomorrow, that I would drop by and just give you guys all a little update. First of all, update number one, how you doing? Not so much an update as just how you're doing. Hope you're well. Hope everything is just roses for you and daisies. You know, your pal JD here is having a bit of a day. And I don't know. It's it can be tough sometimes. But you just gotta, you know, look for the roses and look for the daisies, I suppose. So that's what I'm doing. And one of them is, boom, I got upgraded on my flight. How fucking cool is that? I'm so thrilled. I got an email at like 4 a.m. And yeah, it was from TAP Portugal, the airline that I'm flying, and been upgraded to executive class. They must know I'm a famous podcaster. So there's that. Today is the 23rd birthday of the swan song Terror Twilight, and it has been remembered with an extraordinary reissue. I can't stress enough how fucking stellar that reissue is. I've listened to it numerous times now. I bought it on vinyl. The only thing, I wish I had them all on vinyl now, because I'm, you know, I'm neurotic and I want the complete set. So guys, if you're listening, put out a box set. It'd be cool. Wouldn't it be cool? It'd be fucking expensive, I bet, but it would be cool. You know, seeing as today is the 23rd birthday of Double T, T Squared, Terror Twilight, I'm curious as to why they didn't release it closer to this date. I mean, I guess 23 isn't a big deal, and they certainly couldn't hold on to it for another 2 years. We've been waiting long enough. So there's that. I recorded a whack of new content yesterday for the bonus feed. And if you are a subscriber, the first episode of that should have dropped today. It's Heaven is a Truck Eggshell, continuing to plow through all the B-sides and rarities that have come out on the reissues. And, you know, that challenge has only grown more daunting with the reissue of Terror Twilight. I'm trying to wrap my head around how long the bonus feed could go for, but I'm going to guess, you know, if I'm good about it, if I put my nose down and to the grindstone, and put one out, you know, pretty much every week, then fuck, I don't have a clue. Like maybe 2 years. Like there's so much stuff. So if you're not already subscribed to the bonus feed, subscribe now. It's $2 a month. A cup of coffee for JD. It's a nice thing. If you were a subscriber before and you just got pissed because I wasn't putting out any content, you know, all I can do is apologize and say, wasn't my intention. My intention was to, you know, plow through and put content out the whole time, but just shit happens sometimes. Life happens. And, you know, that's what I got to say about that. So, the bonus feed is accessible through the Meeting Malcolmus website. I'll be tweeting a link to it as well. If you want to do it, that's cool. Right now there's like 50 episodes. If you include, you know, the three that I just did, that's 45, with the BE bonus episode moniker. And then there's a couple barge-ins, and there's like a couple like thought experiments kind of thing. When I was using heavy doses of edibles, I have not had an edible this month, June. So I hope to rectify that in Porto. but we'll see. So there's that. I will tell you that the other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention was the Porto show. If you are going to Porto and you're listening to this, maybe you're on the plane ride or on the train ride and you saw this episode pop up in your feed. You know, if you're, I don't want like to use the word fan of the show, but if you, you know, if you're a fan of the band and you listen to that, you tolerate this show, then have I got a surprise for you. Dan from London has done some incredible work and found us a venue that we can all meet at. And the plan right now is to meet at on Saturday the 11th at 2 p.m. at this venue. And the venue, I'm just pulling it up right now in my email. I'll tweet out the venue as well, but it is, good God, where is it? This email is, excuse me, this email is just a long thread. It's called the, I don't even know how to pronounce that word. Guendalense Football Club. Guindalense Football Club. And the address is, where is the address? Oh, shit. Well, there's a lot of people, as I'm scrolling through it, there are a lot of people drinking beer. Looks like there's some American food. Looks like there's some, oh, there it is. There's the address. Oh gosh, this is where I just suck at life. You know, it's, my glasses are just, Jesus Christ. Escada dos Juindas 43. 4000-337 Porto, Portugal. Again, if you missed it, that is Escada dos Juindas 43. If you are in the area and you would rather just WhatsApp me, you can reach me at 1-416-999-4219. And I'm on WhatsApp. So WhatsApp me and I can text you that address because that will be much better than, you know, my fucking broken language trying to get that to you via this medium. I'm adding this to my trip document right now. This is live. This is happening live. Can you believe it? Meeting Malcolmus. Okay, perfect. There, done. Let's listen to some music. From the Barcelona show, this is Front Words. This is what they kicked it off with, man. This is to raise your adrenaline for the show. God, I'm all over the place. Okay, listen to Front Words on Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast. So the song has a real abrupt ending, so I faded it down so that you can just keep it in your memory and it's going on forever. So it faded down instead of ending abruptly. I apologize for that, but that's, you know, that's the game sometimes. You don't want it to end abruptly and then you just sort of jump in. With audience noise is what I should say, because the song can end abruptly. The song ending abruptly is great. I'm letting you, this is a little inside baseball for you. So I'm getting on a plane tomorrow and I'm going to Porto and I'm going to be tired and I'm going to be grumpy. But at the end of the rainbow is Tim from Portland and his son. And we're staying in the big yellow house, and it's going to be a fucking blast. We're going to have a great time, and I hope you do too. If we don't see you at the Meeting Malcolmus meetup, that's too bad. If we do, that's fucking great, because we're going to talk about the show from the night before. That's what we're going to do, and it's going to be before the festival really kicks off on the Saturday. So enjoy, be well, and that's what I got for you. This is a shorty. Subscribe to the bonus feed, and that's it. So, you know the drill, right? Wash your goddamn hands.
Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, is a weekly affair. Connect with JD at jd@meetingmalcolmus.com. Please support the pod by rating, reviewing, or sponsoring us at meetingmalcolmus.com. And hey, I'm social. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Meeting Malcolmus.